USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is one of the most important elections of our lifetime. This election will decide whether we build on an extraordinary prosperity that we've achieved, probably the greatest economy in the history of our nation.
President Trump holding a Make America Great Again rally in Columbia, Missouri, where Republican Josh Hawley running against incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill. A Fox News poll has them tied as of Halloween on October 31st. The president talking about his top priority, securing the border and not allowing people in the caravan into our country.
Did you see how tough these young men, strong, tough, what they did to the police, the Mexican police, in breaking through the border? These are tough people, and we're not letting them into our country. They're not coming in illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Some star power comes to Georgia, names you know, to campaign for the two people who want to be governor. Vice President Mike Pence in Dalton for Republican Brian Kemp.
Without any hesitation, he wanted four more years of strong Republican leadership at the State House in Georgia.
As Oprah in Marietta for Democrat Stacey Abrams. Here's sound from the campaign trail.
I heard Oprah's in town today. And I heard Will Ferrell was going door to door the other day. Well, I'd like to remind Stacey and Oprah and Will Ferrell, I'm kind of a big deal too.
She's a woman who dared believe that she could change the state of Georgia. And she is dynamic. She is so inspired and inspiring.
And the latest NBC Marist poll shows Republican Kemp ahead of Democrat Abrams by 2 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Medical news now. There may be a connection between your appendix and your chance of developing Parkinson's. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The study finds that proteins believed to cause Parkinson's are present in everyone's appendix, but individuals who get their appendix removed early in life are then 19 to 25% less likely to develop Parkinson's later. The researchers now say they want to find a way to keep the protein from leaving the appendix and causing the illness. The study finds removing the appendix after the onset of Parkinson's doesn't cure it or slow it down. The study was done by the Van Andel Institute in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the Lund University in Sweden.
A retired U.S. Army four-star general out with a new book and some new ideas on how to bring civility back to politics. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Stanley McChrystal is a former U.S. Army general. He served for over 34 years in the military. He has a new book out titled Leaders, Myth and Reality.
It's funny, you almost can't give advice to politicians because they're responding to the environment. They've learned that if they are civil and the other person's negative, the other person wins. And the further to the edges that they move, the better for them. We've got to look in the mirror as Americans and say, we're all complaining about it. The only way we fix it is to change things with voting, with demanding people more in the center. They may not be as exciting, but the reality is, if we're going to make the government work, we've got to move it toward the center from both sides.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.